اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I really welcome some of our students from Sevier International School here in the studio, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, brothers? Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad. Everyone is fine?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Alhamdulillah. That's great. So guys, today, inshallah, Ayah 149 will be our main topic. Our brothers and sisters who are listening to us, please refer to Ayah 149. Get your Quran, turn to page 23, right? Yeah, page 23 of the Quran, Ayah 149 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So everyone, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وإنه للحق من ربك وما الله بغافل عما تعملون.
Guys, I will be inshallah reciting this ayah. Make sure you listen and repeat with the tajweed rules, that inshallah after the recitation we'll go on to the explanation and also the tajweed rules. Ready? Brothers and sisters, please listen and repeat and practice with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام.
ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام.
وإنه للحق من ربك.
وَإِنَّهُ لِلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty says in this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, says that whensoever you may go out, turn your face towards the holy mosque, the Kaaba, Masjid Al-Haram. وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Indeed, it is the truth from your Lord. Okay? وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not oblivious or of what you do. He doesn't forget what you do, okay? He sees and he hears, and also he, of course, judges you, okay? Gives you reward, gives you punishment, whatever you do. He is not oblivious, okay? He is not someone who forgets things. So, Guys, one important point I want to tell you about this ayah, but the detailed explanation, you have to refer to the tafsir books, okay? فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ The Masjid al-Haram is the qibla, or the prayer direction, for the Muslims. Alright? Yes?
Yes. Yes.
You believe in that?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Where is it? In?
Mecca.
In Mecca. Now, Mecca is, or Masjid al-Haram, is one of the best masjids. Okay, one of the best masjids. That, for example, a traveler can do his prayer either, for example, Qasr prayer or Kamil prayer. Doesn't matter, okay? Tamam prayer. Qasr or Tamam, both of them can do. So, it is one of the four masjids. Now, Allah Almighty says, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ We can understand from this that wherever you go, okay, you eat, sit, face to face of Qibla, in the direction of Qibla, eat. Your eating has more rewards, okay? Like if you eat for the sake of this, that I'm eating to get strength, to get power, to get energy, to pray Allah Almighty, to worship Allah Almighty, to do good things, okay? This is, of course, ibadah. This is worship. When you want to have a discussion of any lesson, okay, sit in the direction of prayer, do it. More thawab, more reward. Easy. And whenever, for example, I have a teacher, okay, he's so good. And he's so pious. He even, I've seen him many times, okay? And I've heard it from others as well. They all have seen him. Even when he is trying to make wudu, he's standing face to face of Qibla and he's making wudu. Because this is ibadah. Of course, you're doing a good thing, okay? Do it face to face of Qibla, ibadah. When you want to read Quran, you can sit in any direction. But it's better to sit in the direction of Qibla. Recite the Quran. Want to get more reward? Easy. It's not difficult. Alright? Fawad is now face to face of Qibla. Okay? And he's getting more reward. Also, he is now in the Quranic sessions, okay? Quran class. Also, he's. If our brothers and sisters, okay, they are listening to us, if they sit in the direction of Qibla, of course, they will get more reward. Alright? Understood?
Yes, yeah.
So, guys, make sure you do so. Okay, that was the message. Very good message. Inshallah, for the detailed explanation, go to the tafsir books, inshallah, and learn more. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
All right. Now the very, very important part of our session today is, of course, the Tajweed rules. Let's practice the Tajweed rules in this ayah and also, inshallah, learn them well. Okay?
Okay.
Hassan,
okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's everyone recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
So, the first thing in Tajweed, the important thing in Tajweed is, of course, the pronunciation of the letters. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ So, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ The pronunciation of ha. Also the pronunciation of waw. Make sure it's not va. Va min حَيْثُ No. We don't have va in Arabic, okay? In Persian, we have va, or in English, we have v. This is not va, v, okay? This is wa, the sound of w in Arabic, in English that we have. Wa, wa min hayth. All right, sometimes they say, wa min hayth, we don't have in Arabic. So, wa min hayth, ha, ha, all right? It's not the sound of h in English. Ha, he, who, how. No, that's a different one. Ha. They have like both have okay the same articulation point. They are throat letters, but it's a bit different.
With more pressure.
Yeah, more pressure. But don't give it more pressure, okay? That's normally, but just differently from that one.
Yeah.
tight a little your vocal.
Yeah.
Tight it, okay?
Yeah.
That's it. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ فَا. And also, be careful, do not change the pronunciation of the letter حَات. Sometimes I've seen, okay, people who are pronouncing this. Alhamdulillah. They're about to say خَا, Alhamdulillah. This is also wrong. Okay? Correct pronunciation. Alhamdu. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Not Muhammad, okay? Not this one. Now, guys, حيثو, tha also must be pronounced correctly. How do you pronounce tha, Hussein?
We'll put her tongue, okay, between your teeth.
Yes. Just bite it a little. Okay? وَمِنْ حَيْثُ. We have this in English as well. Like that. You do it, but that's not the exact pronunciation of tha, okay? But you, the way to do it is, of course, 3:35. Yes? Thick. Like this. Now, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ جِيم and خَا رَا, heavy letters, and جِيم is ساكن
قلقلة.
Produce an echoing sound. خَرَجْتَ. This is a weak قَلْقَلَة. خَرَجْتَ. Not خَرَجْتَ, not this one. خَرَجْتَ. When a ساكن letter, from those five letters, if they occur in the middle of a word, okay, it's a weak قَلْقَلَة, not a strong one. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. شَطَ, this is also weak one. شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Guys, about the Hamzatul Wasl, they are very easy. You have to skip them. شَطَرَ ال, not شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ, no. شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, no. مَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. وَإِنَّهُ نُن مُشَدَّد. Make sure you produce a nasal sound or غُنَّة. وَإِنَّهُ, who has a baby wow with it? إشباع, okay? This is called إشباع ضميري ها. Okay? إشباع of ضمير ها. It means this ها, which is a pronoun in Arabic, okay? You have to produce a longer sound. A mad letter it is. وَإِنَّهُ, إِنَّهُ, هُو, not إِنَّهُ, هُو, لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, but نُن ساكن حَسَن, plus رَا, huh?
إِدْغَام,
يَرْمَلُون, إِدْغَام, مِنْ رَبِّكَ, وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. You see on the top, it's صَلَة. What does it say?
Better to continue.
Yeah, wasl is better than waqf. But nextly, you have, in the next, sorry, next one, وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, you have قَلَة. قَلَة is just the opposite of صَلَة. صَلَة tells you wasl is better than waqf, continuing is better than stopping, and قَلَة says that waqf is better than wasl. It means stopping here is better than continuing.
Yes.
وَمَا أَلَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ. وَمَا أَلِفْ مَد. But when you join with the word starting with Hamzatul Wasl, skip both of them. Mad and also Hamzatul Wasl. وَمَا اللَّهُ, not وَمَا أَلَّهُ. Or وَمَا اللَّهُ. وَمَا اللَّهُ. بِغَافِلٍ. Tanween plus عَيْن. Throat letters. إِظْهَار. No special rule. بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا. Nasal sound. عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Very simple and easy. Alhamdulillah, the Tajweed rules were mentioned here and important points were mentioned. Please practice them, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. If you had any questions, please don't hesitate to ask us, okay? Ask them, inshallah, through messages, emails, whatever. And stay with IRIB English Radio. Every day, inshallah, we are with you with one Quranic session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Brothers, no questions?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان